From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm a little teapot, short and stout, Bill Curtis. And here is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. We have a great show for you today. So excited that Senator John Tester of Montana will be joining us right here on stage. But the big news this week was the blizzard that hit New York. Well, it was only big news because New York is where the media is. If all the national network anchors lived here in Chicago, which they should, then the blizzard of New York would have been covered like this.
And that's tonight's news. Oh, I almost forgot. A bunch of whiny panty waists in New York got some snowflakes on their heads and lost their mind.
Whatever the weather is where you are, however you feel about it, give us a call. The number, of course, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Sue Baum from Lawrenceville, Georgia.
Lawrenceville, Georgia? Now, where is that exactly?
It's a suburb of Atlanta.
At this point, and I've been to Atlanta many times, and the way it's growing, pretty soon everything will be a suburb of Atlanta.
This is true.
It's pretty big. And what do you do there?
I'm a retired library media specialist.
Library media
specialist. Oh, my goodness.
We have a convention tonight,
media specialist.
Yeah,
yes.
What is the difference between library media specialist and a librarian?
Oh, they just updated the title about 30 years ago. I don't know why.
Well, welcome to the show, Sue. Let me introduce you to our panel for this week. First up, rejoining us, it's a writer for Late Night with Seth Meyers. It's Mr. Peter Grotz.
Hi, Sue.
Next, it's the woman behind the advice column, Ask Amy, Amy Dickinson.
Hey, Sue.
And finally, it's a humorist and author who is hosting the Moth main stage at the Music Hall in Portsmouth, New Hampshire on March 21st. That would be Tom Baudette.
Hello, Sue.
So, Sue, you'll start us off with Who's Bill This Time? Bill Curtis, standing right here, will recreate for you three quotations from the week's news. Your job, of course, identify or explain two of those. Do that, you'll win Carl Castle's voice in your voicemail. Are you ready to play?
I am.
All right, here is your first quote.
Barack and I have a bond. We laugh and joke and talk easily on the phone. The chemistry has brought Barack and me closer.
That quote came from either A, Michelle Obama, or B, Indian Prime Minister Modi.
Oh, my goodness. I guess I'll go with the Prime Minister.
Oh, you'd be right. It was a close one, but yes. It's fair to say that President Obama has never enjoyed himself more than he did hanging out this week with Indian Prime Minister Modi during his visit to India. They put on an awesome parade for President Obama. It was incredible. It was like what a circus parade would be like if you were on acid or if they all were. But everybody wanted, there were various state issues and there were issues of human rights and cooperation with Pakistan. Who cares? What everybody wanted to talk about on this state visit was a Prime Minister Modi's suit. Did you guys see this? This is absolutely true. His suit, very nice, was pinstriped, except they weren't pinstripes. They were, if you looked closely, and I did, his own name written over and over again in very tiny embroidery.
That is so awesome.
He did it so that he would not lose the suit at summer camp. Because, they do the laundry together. You need to have your name on it.
That is...
It's amazing.
That's baller.
Yeah.
That's a phrase I use a lot.
The only other world leader to pull this off was Irish Prime Minister Tommy Hilfiger.
Obama has such a good time when he's not in America.
It really is true.
Have you noticed?
I feel like when he's not president anymore, he's going to be like, you will never see me again. I am on a world tour.
And Modi is... kind of the humble origins had, and they kind of played that up. And you can imagine.
They both arose from nothing.
These two guys watching that parade go by, they're leaning in and said, can you believe we're even here?
Amazing.
What are we doing here anyway?
Wait, they have a similar origin. So Modi was born in Kenya?
Exactly.
That's crazy. How did he become Prime Minister of India?
Sue, Here is your next quote.
With that kind of money, you could buy yourself a president. Oh, right. That's the point.
That was GOP strategist Mark McKinnon talking about whose plan to donate almost $1 billion in the 2016 election cycle.
The Koch brothers?
The Koch brothers. Who else? The Koch brothers, for those who don't know, were a great 60s singing duo who later went into being billionaires. And they have pledged to spend nearly $1 billion on the 2016 election. It's not clear if they're going to use that money to support a candidate of their choice or if they're just going to dress up the pile of cash in a suit and run it as a candidate. People will be like, I don't know. He's got private sector experience. Plus, for some reason, he reminds me a lot of the founding fathers.
I'd love to see the attack ads, though, on the pile of cash.
Really?
Pile of, did you know that when Pile of Cash was in Congress, he voted against giving himself to the middle class?
And traces of cocaine were found. Yeah.
That's found all over him. Yeah.
I always think the Koch brothers just sound like two jerks who went to Dartmouth. You know? Like, hey, we're the Koch brothers. Hey. You need a little something?
Yeah. Hey. I thought these guys were genius businessmen, but they're spending almost $1 billion and they're getting a country that's almost 200 years old. I mean, for that much money, you can get a nice new country with that new country smell. I don't know what the problem is.
Yeah, like South Sudan. Isn't that like the newest country?
You can get South Sudan. Right. I mean, what's crazy about this is how upfront they are. I mean, usually, you know, you think of like guys in back rooms slipping envelopes under the... No, these guys are like, we're spending $1 billion. We'd like to buy the election. Yeah. A bunch of the Republican candidates went out to their gathering in Palm Beach to basically audition for them. And it was like Shark Tank, except... They're running for president.
I wish it really was an audition, and it'd be like, hello, I am Bobby Jindal, and I will be reading from the Bible. Are we reading from 1 Corinthians? And we'll just...
For your last quote, Sue, I want you to listen to this line. It was repeated 29 times at a press conference this week.
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
That was Seattle Seahawks football player Marshawn Lynch. And it's how he answered every single question at the Media Day event before what?
The Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl! Yay! Mr. Lynch loves playing football. He's very good at it, but he hates talking about playing football. The NFL has twice fined him $50,000 for not talking to the media, so he showed up and just told the media that he wouldn't talk to them. 29 times he did that. Journalists were incredibly upset since he refused to answer their questions. We will never know what he thought of his team's chances in the game or if he intended to give 100 or 110%. Scandal this year, as I'm sure you guys know, we've been covering it, of course, is Deflategate. The latest revelation out of Deflategate is that they now have video of a Patriots assistant bringing the balls in with him to a restroom for 90 seconds.
Yeah.
Well, after they had been tested by the referees.
That is sick.
Well, yeah.
What was he doing in there with his balls?
I know.
Did he adjust them in some way?
I think
How many balls?
12. Well,
he had 12 balls.
How many times can we say balls? Like, yeah. Do we just
in
get
90
to
seconds?
Say it?
All balls, balls.
This
awesome.
Is, listen, I live with an 8-year-old and 11-year-old.
You just say it all the time.
It's what we say.
And these aren't your kids, they're just roommates?
Yeah, no.
That's great. We just chew gum for dinner and watch That's TV awesome. All day. And
Bill, how did Sue do in our quiz?
Perfect field goal. 3-0, Sue. You did well.
Yay! Thank you for playing, Sue.